little gorgeous friends.
Oh,
I am beat AF. What a freaking week. I mean, as you guys know, we're obviously back at it. We're filming season 10. Every single season, people ask me, what do you think it's going to be like? And I'm like, it's going to be crazy. But like, we really don't know, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this season has been so much fun so far. I feel really good about it.
Do you? Are you allowed to give us any like hints or tea or who? Is there drama this season?
Yes, there is drama. Drama that's very different from the past.
Okay.
And it's just, I don't know. It's been a lot of fun. And for me, you know, I'm so caught up in my life. You know, for the past however many months, whatever, yeah. It's kind of just like we get up, we do what we need to do. I feel like a robot. And filming Vanderpump, and I've said this a million times, it fuels my soul.
Aww.
There's something about it because I'm hanging out with a bunch of my friends. But my dad always told me, when you go out into the world and you look for a job, you need to do something that you love to do. So the fact that I'm fortunate enough to do what I love is insane to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that very often.
To be excited to go to work is like, I always say it's the American dream because it literally is. Like me, Kyle, we're like excited to go to work and I'm like, how lucky are we? And you have been saying that about filming. You've been like, oh, we go get to hang out with, you know, these people, but obviously it's filming and I'm excited. And that's like, that's the goal.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
We had a crazy week. It was like we went from, so we obviously filmed. Mm-hmm. We filmed a really cute trip.
Okay.
And I won't spill too much of the tea because obviously I want you guys to be excited and watch it on Vanderpump Rules. But on this trip, do I tell them?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. Everyone's like on the edge of their seats. I mean, now you have to.
You guys. I finally had sexy time.
Lala Kent had sex.
Weird, right?
I mean, it made my day.
It made my day. I know. I was like, it's Jessica's birthday. And I was like, this is the first birthday you've had that I haven't been home, but you've only had one other one with me. But I like felt bad about it, you know?
Aw.
And I knew that I just had to hit her with that happy birthday text. And also, I got some good. And she was like, yay!
I was freaking out. She texted me, I think the words, I had sex.
That's all I said.
And I was so excited. I called her. I was celebrating.
No, but dude, even my sister-in-law, because my mom was in Newport.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law gets on FaceTime and she's like, I'm so happy for you.
It was. It's like,
I didn't realize people were so like, oh, Lala doesn't sleep with anyone anymore.
Well, it's just sort of like, to me, it was like, she let loose. She's having fun. She's giving into little urges. Like, it's fun and it's great. And will we see any of it on Vanderpump? Or do you not?
Well, we had cameras there, like not in the room with us, but like.
Cameras were there.
Cameras were there, which is so weird to me because I've never really, you know, besides James, where we would make out a lot.
So we'll see the guy, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think, I think you'll see the guy. I'm excited about that. Then we get home from the trip.
Mm-hmm.
We get home on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, they had me do, you know, film again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jessica and I were off to Vegas Sunday to do the magic show.
Yep.
I did a panel just about Give Them Lala Beauty and just the brand overall and how, you know, I take to social media with it. And it was actually a lot of fun because I got to sit with people who have these questions, who are trying to build their business or get it out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a lot of times you look at people and go, well, their social media following is big.
Mm-hmm.
That part doesn't really matter. It's about the engagement. Like, can you sell shit on your social media? Your following can be huge.
Mm-hmm.
But whether people are willing to, like, spend money on you is a very different thing. And, you know, my brand is strictly sold through social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I was completely honored that they would even ask me to come and do a panel at the magic show.
No, it was incredible. And I had never been to the magic show. By the way, you guys, obviously I'm thinking, like, Las Vegas is the only place where if you say, oh, it's a magic convention, what's your first thought? My first thought was like, oh my God, magicians. It's going to Chris Angel's going to be there. Like, but that is not what it is. It's beauty and fashion and all of that. So it's my first time I had ever been. And it's incredible. Way bigger than I imagined.
No, it's huge. Everyone goes there from, you know, like Nordstrom to figure out what their next collection is going to be for whichever store they're shopping for. It was massive. And we had an incredible turnout for, you know, people who came to like listen to this panel.
Oh, my God. It was an incredible turnout. There's this one girl who Lala was on the panel speaking and I hear, Jess. And I'm like, I turn
Wait,
and look.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yes. And I go and I look and her name was Maria and she wasn't going to go to the panel and she found out you were going to be on it. And her mom, she's from Iowa, flew to Vegas just to see you on that panel.
You're a damn lie.
And she cried when you walked out.
Did I hug her?
Yeah, you, I, she was like, I'm like so excited. I'd really love a picture with Lala. And I was like, you can be first. And she was so excited. That's why when you came off the stage, I was like, for pics, these two are going to be first. She's so sweet. She's from Iowa. And she flew all the way there to see you.
That it was a very cool panel. Is incredible mm-hmm. and absolutely humbling because I walk this life and go, who the fuck am I in this world? Really, who the fuck are any of us? Mm-hmm. When you think about the world, see, these are my high thoughts. Mm-hmm. I may be sober, but the thoughts stay.
Stay.
Right? When I look at the planet and I'm like, we're such a tiny little grain of sand.
I know.
And then you think about big names like the Kardashians and it's like, in the grand scheme of things, who are we?
Right.
What are we even doing?
Mm-hmm. In the grand scheme of things, our existence is a snap of a finger.
Yeah.
Like literally all of human existence is a snap of a finger. I think about that too because I think about the universe and like how we are literally just a grain of sand in like billions, as far as we know, other universes.
It's insane. And you know what? And I don't know what my listeners believe in, but for me, when the world has had enough of us, it's just going to fucking wipe us out. Mm. All right?
Yeah, that's a depressing thought. Kyle will talk about
why
that.
Why does it always go there with me?
Because he'll say, I'll like come home from work and he'll be like, he'll make a comment like, well, you know, when the world has had enough of us, we'll all be gone. And I'm like, can we not right now? It's been a long day.
I always go there. That's why I'm like, you know what? Just live your life. Be a good human being. Make a difference because there's going to be a point in time where like we literally.
Yeah.
There's going to be way weirder things on this earth than people. And you're like, look at these weird figures. Look at them walking around. Kim Kardashian, reality TV. What a concept. You know? Like,
I know.
It's weird.
I know.
Oh my God, my mind is floating right now.
I know. I love when we go in this direction.
Me too. And then, so we fucking get back from Vegas. Our flight's delayed 3 times yesterday. I get back. Ugh. It's late. They hit me with a call time for my first interview this morning. 9 a.m. I was like, that means glam at 6.
Yeah.
But they did pick one of my favorite dresses.
Amazing dress, amazing makeup look. By this time, you guys have already seen she posted it on her story. And did you use the Bambi palette, right? Because I'm staring at it now and I'm like, those eyes, I cannot.
The Bambi-eyed bitch palette is money. And by the way, I always say when I come out with like limited time launches or like holiday launches, because I've been wearing Snowball, which is from last year's.
Snowball the gloss?
The gloss, last year's holiday collection.
Yeah.
And everybody is like, where do I get it? And I'm like, you snoozed, so you lose.
Yeah. So you lose. I know, I ran out of mine like a month ago.
No, it's so bomb.
Because it's like an everyday, you can just wear it. It like gives that extra sheen to your lips, which I'm obsessed with.
The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tea in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/lala.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Wait a sec. Oh my God, I cannot believe
what
we skipped over this.
What?
You're welcome, listeners, for me about to ask this, but the return of 50 Cent and Lala Kent? Yo. Oh, I love how that sounds. 50 Cent and Lala Kent? What's the deal?
I just got a fucking phone call and yeah. It was like, 50 would like you to come visit him on set. He's in LA. And I was like, here's the thing with 50 Cent, okay? He's just been incredible to me since the time I saw his fine ass drop down from the ceiling on In the Club. And I was like, it was like Kobe Bryant was my life longer, right? Yeah. You know, when you're young, you have like dudes that you're like, that's
my guy. Yeah. One.
You always remember your very first crush.
Yes, you do.
Mine was always Kobe Bryant. When I saw 50 Cent, I was like, holy shit, who is this person?
Yeah.
He's just a superstar. So, you know, I've been around him a handful of times before the stuff started popping off between he and whose name we shall not mention. But I remember being in Cannes, and this was years ago. I had just lost my dad, and I was drinking heavily. And everyone knows when you start drinking, you start getting puffy. You can be so skinny, mm-hmm. but you start getting the belly. Your face gets a little puffier. Mm-hmm. I was well aware of this. And I also started drinking even more heavily because to make myself feel more secure with the fact that like things were sitting differently due to alcohol. And I was wearing a white dress. And I'm not going to say who this man was that did this because he's very well known. But I remember him asking me for a photo. We take the picture. He comes over to show it to me. And I think, like, I look cute, right?
Yeah.
He zooms in on my stomach and says, when you walk the red carpet, you need to only let them get back shots. He goes, I'm trying to help you. I was a mess. I go to 50's room where he whose name we shall not mention is also in. And I'm a mess. I just lost my dad. Someone just zoomed in. I had never been, like, I guess, body shamed before.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And 50 said to me, you know, those are abdominal muscles. Like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Even though they definitely weren't. Mm. It's called a gut. It's called vodka soda.
But fuck that guy.
We walk. We get into the bus to go to the carpet. This guy who zoomed in on my stomach comes to get into the van. 50 then tells him he is not allowed to drive with us. Okay. So I always had a soft spot for him. And then everything happened, you right. know, and it was mm-hmm. like, obviously, 50 doesn't fucking play. Like, we all know that, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, my all time crush, mad at me. Which, you know, in hindsight, it was like he had a million other things going on. He wasn't fucking thinking about me. It was like, we'll drag her here and then we'll like move on. Mm-hmm. But when I got the phone call to link up with him on his set and just kind of bump gums a little bit. It was dope.
And there was no awkwardness. He was kind.
He was so sweet. The second I walked in, it was like a big hug.
Aww.
How you doing? You know,
yeah.
We chatted. I'll keep most of what we spoke about, which, by the way, had really not a lot to do with Homeboy. It was just cool. He's a superstar. It's a surreal moment when you're someone like me and you're in the company of a superstar mm-hmm. like that, who you remember when that his first single came out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, it's a very weird feeling, but mm-hmm. all is well.
Good. All and he was well. Doing a project, and it was because I saw this on TMZ. They were shooting at the Sway House, which I don't think you knew, but that's like, I don't think it is anymore, but that was like used to be a house that a bunch of TikTokers lived in.
Okay. See, I don't know TikTok. I know. Like I'm grown.
Well, this is like, these are young. I barely know. I know it from like a pop culture podcast I listen to, but like, I think it was like 5 to 7 like TikTok guys lived in that house and they just like created content. And now I think they moved out. Again, anyone who's into TikTok and knows a story is probably like, she's not doing it justice. But like, I think they ended up all moving out and now it's just like a content house. But it's cool that he's shooting there.
It was a beautiful house.
Yeah.
And this movie apparently is like so gory. It's called Skill House.
Mm-hmm.
So gory that during one of the scenes, a cameraman passed out, dropped the camera. I'm like, I don't know that I can watch it because you know me, Jess. I mean, even giving birth to my daughter, the very first IV, which is the easiest,
yeah.
I was like out fucking cold.
But are you like that with blood?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
In horror movies, like knowing it's fake?
Oh, my really? God. Yes. I cannot deal with any of it. I'm surprised I don't faint every time I get my period. No. And my mom was worried about that. The first time that I fainted due to blood, I was brushing my teeth. I was at Sid and Olivia's house.
Okay.
Brushing my teeth. I had cut my gum or something. And I was walking around going, I can't see. I can't see. I was like 7, right? A 7-year-old blacks out and you want to know why the fuck you can't see right now.
Yeah.
Okay? So.
It was because you caught your gum?
Yeah. I spit and saw blood in the sink.
No.
And I was like, whoa. What the fuck is this? You know?
I'm dying over a little Lala walking around. I can't see. Did you know it was because you were about to pass out? Or were you just like...
Yeah, you know that feeling that comes over, your vision goes...
No, you literally black... Yes.
Sid walked me to the bed. I laid down and she was laughing.
She was?
Yes. I was like, am I safe? Am I safe here? I literally could not see. And as a little kid, that's so scary.
Yeah. No, that is scary.
And ever since that moment, every time I have to get my blood taken, like even getting injections,
yeah,
they know. One poke, you tilt me back, get the blood back to the head. Because
right.
I'm going down.
Because of the pain, not because you see blood, right?
No, it's the thought of it. There's a needle going into me and you're either taking blood from me or you're injecting something into my face or you're putting, it's the whole, it's a mental thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get that. I get that way. I remember the first time I gave blood, I was literally, it wasn't the first time, it was the first time that stood out to me. I was in school for nursing. I was in first year of school for college, and my major was nursing. And I was like, I was tired all the time. So my mom took me to the doctor to see how my iron levels or whatever were. And I was holding it out, and I got my blood started to get drawn.
Oh my God.
Passed out. And my mom said in that moment, the nurse was like, oh, let's lay her down. Let's lay her down. And they were like rubbing my head, trying to get me to come to. And she goes, oh, what's she in school for? And my mom goes, nursing. And the nurse just looks at my mom and she's like, oh no.
Is that when you knew? Like you can't be a nurse?
Shortly after that, I was like, event planning. What are we trying?
Polar opposite. Complete opposite.
The first 2.5 years of college, I was just bopping all around. I was like nursing, event planning, communication. Like it was all over the place.
I've never even been in a physical fight because I'm like, what if they bleed?
Well, that's
what
why
if I bleed?
That's why I can't watch.
I mean, that's not the only reason why.
But like, yes. Well, MMA or whatever, I don't know what it's called, where they like, they punch each other without
bare knuckles.
Yes, and there's like blood, and then they keep punching in the same spot, and blood is spattering.
No, I don't want any part of it. I still have a tough time. We've spoken about this on the podcast. I don't like when I see people beating each other up. It feels very
it's
like
barbaric.
Yeah. I don't like it.
What are we
like,
doing? We're humans.
Right. Let's argue with our words. Yeah. That is so fun.
Yeah. Once argue with our words, says the queen of arguing with her words.
I just want to argue with words. Like, let's not put our hands on each other.
Yeah.
It takes it to a different level. When it goes to that level, I am bolting. You win. You win the game.
True. I just, you're the queen of arguing with words. I start to argue with my words and I'm like, but when you're being mean, like, I just don't get the words out.
Well, I don't even know if I do either.
No, you don't.
I just start talking and half the time I don't even make sense. You know, but I make sense in my own mind.
Yeah.
Like, there was a scene, I think it was like a couple, maybe even last year or a couple years ago, because Stassi was on. And when I was going in on Raquel and I was talking about Michael Vick fighting dogs, project what you reflect or whatever. And everyone was so confused.
Yeah.
But me and my little gremlins on my shoulder were like, yeah, get him. You're making all the sense. And it was like, I made no sense. But I knew what I was meaning.
Yeah. You felt it. See, sometimes when I watch those old scenes of you or whatever, scenes of you fighting with your words on the show, I think it makes sense, but the way I watch it, I go, these words are just coming out and they're making sense. And I almost feel like you just let them come out and then you realize how good they were. Like, you let them come out and then 2 seconds later, you're like, fuck yeah, that was
like
awesome.
A purge.
Yes.
It's like a giant, it's like I took a giant shit.
Yeah. If I tried to do that and I'm like, I'm just going to open my mouth and see what happens here, it would be so sad. People would be like, are you okay? I'd be like, but it'd be you. And they'd be like, okay. You're okay, honey, little girl. It's okay. Like, right. I get worked up and then I can't, like, I can't speak.
Yeah, nothing, that's because you're out. Called a kind person. No. You know? It's called being nice and normal.
Oh, that's too funny.
But I just can't help it. Like, even yesterday during the panel, it's like, I know what we're talking about, but I can't help but go into the deeper meaning of life. I was like, we're talking about, like, selling products on Instagram. These men and women want to know how to do it. And I will say we've been extremely successful at it with the Give Them Lala brand. We actually really kill it. And I'm very proud of everybody. So I'm telling them, create a story. It's much easier to maybe say like, hey, I love this lip gloss. Click the link. But when you create a story for somebody, like, I'm wearing this to go out with Katie tonight. I'm so excited. I'm going to find us a man or whatever. And then I go on these tangents like yesterday and I was like, because that's what we all want, right?
Yeah.
We all just want to fucking go out, live our life, have a good time.
Yeah.
Maybe bag us a man with this eyeshadow palette on. Yeah. You know?
But that's true. And I think the story thing is, I remember taking a class. I forget what it was. I think it was a business class. But they were like, I don't know why we were in this, but they said, you need to know your story. Find your story. And they made us like, think about, like, if someone were to come up to you and ask, so what's your story? Like, that's what they were teaching us to do. Like, what is your story? Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. What significant points in your life really changed who you were as a human being? And I think that's really important for everyone to know. And even better if you can work that into your business. Like, what's your story? And I know this is deeper than like some things, but just like, what's your story? Why are you doing this? And I love people's story. That's why at like parties, I'm like, okay, enough of the surface talk. Let's like, what's your worst fear? Like, things like that.
I want a deep dive.
I want to know you.
Well, I feel like we meet so many people in our lives and we often... And by the way, this is just part of being a person. Like, we just judge people, right?
Yeah.
Normal. I got it. But like, we fail to remember this person has a backstory to why they are the way they are now. And even if I don't connect with them, I do need to respect the fact that they've been through whatever they've been through. And we can connect on maybe other levels. You know, we may come from very different places, but you're the way you are because of what you've been through. Same with me.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, we're going to wrap this into the Give Them Lala again, because it's so much deeper than just like, here's a lip gloss, here's an eyeshadow palette. I really have fun with the brand. Like, even naming them, the packaging. Like, I'll sit here and go, we need to rebrand the whole thing.
Yeah.
Give Them Lala. I feel like it's maybe not hitting. And it's like, but it is hitting. It's hitting because that's what it's about. It's just do you. I want everyone to go home at night. And whether they have regrets or they wish they wouldn't have done something, work on it, but lay your head on the pillow and know, like, I was me today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't pretend to be shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, 100%. And I do love that about Give Them Lala, because I remember, I think when you were naming your birthday palette, it was like one of the first things I got to see you do, because I came on in June and your birthday's in September, and you always, you know, you have to name things ahead of time, and it, so right. it can be. But you were getting into each name of the eyeshadows on the birthday palette, and you were like, thinking, and you're like, okay, like my dad used to call me Sunshine or whatever.
Yeah.
I used to be a little Sunshine, or your mom would say, Be Kind.
Right.
And you named one of the shades Be Kind. You were like, okay, I got to think of like my childhood and my birthday and my sign. And I'm like, oh, damn.
She's still telling me to be kind.
She is. But it's like, this goes into one palette. And the thought and like the personality you put in every little thing, that's like, it's crazy to see. And I'm like, oh, this is how it's done.
It all matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The name has to go with the color. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not just going to slap my name on something and say, looks good. Hope people like it. No, we're going to test it out. We're going to see if it looks good on everybody. Otherwise, like, I'm not going to push things on people that I'm not going to actually use.
Mm-hmm.
Because we fucking work hard. We work our asses off.
Mm-hmm.
Then we sit here and go to fill up our fucking car mm-hmm. at $150.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit.
No, it's insane.
So I'm yeah. not, I'm just, you know, I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
And I did. In multiple different categories.
Speaking of which, though.
What?
When I went to that, what's it called? Sway House?
Yeah. I don't know if it's called that still, but it used to be the Sway House. I think now it's just the Content House.
Well, yeah. 50 Cent was running with some good looking men.
Stop. Were any of them single? Not like a man?
I don't know. It wasn't like that. It yeah. was just like, I felt the need to let you know that you are nice to look at.
Yeah.
And if you do have a girl, you better treat her right, first of all, or I'll whip that ass. Second of all, you should just know. I feel like when something is pleasing to your eye,
mm-hmm.
a compliment is nice.
I agree. I totally agree. When something is pleasing to your eye, a compliment is nice. I was at Whole Foods the other day, and a guy, I was not looking my best. So I don't know where this came from, but a nice guy just came up. Granted, this is way different than catcalling. I hate catcalling. It just like triggers me. I hate it. It's gross.
Such a difference between a kind yes. compliment
yes.
and some nasty motherfucker.
Yes. And he just came up and he's like, hey, I love that tattoo behind your ear, which I'm getting zapped off, but he was like, I love that tattoo. And I was like, oh, thank you. And he's like, and I just want to let you know you're gorgeous. And I said, oh, thank you so much. And he said, are you single? And I said, no, I'm not. I have a longtime boyfriend. And he goes, well, you let him know he's a lucky man, and I apologize if I made you feel uncomfortable. And I said, no, you didn't. And he said, have a good day.
That is so sweet. Oh, I love that man.
How nice is that? A compliment is nice.
Right. Or even just yeah. like acknowledging when someone is like kind to yeah. you. Or whatever yeah. the fuck it may be.
Someone's okay? nice or like, yeah.
Compliments need to be given.
Yeah. You're preaching to the words of affirmation, girl. So preaching to the choir here.
Can I tell you, though? Huh? Because I'm a human being, yeah. right? I get jealous. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't get jealous.
Yeah.
But I get jealous in a different way. Like, I've always been very, like, I want to say business minded. Like, mm-hmm. from the time I was a very young child, I always wanted my own money. I want my own shit. I want to work hard, and I want to get to this level. That part of life, I will compete all day long. I feel yeah. like that's healthy competition. But when I feel myself getting jealous about something, I'm like, bitch, you better retreat. And that one thing you're jealous of, you better go to that person and let them know you are proud of them, excited for them. Because that's really what it is. You just want what they have.
Oh.
You better reel it in, you little jealous bitch.
That's so
true. And it literally works.
Does it?
Yes.
That's so true.
Like, when I see someone doing great, and it's like, it's not like I'm not happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want what you have.
Yeah.
It's actually a huge compliment.
That's so healthy.
I reverse it.
Yeah.
You know? And congratulations on your new blah, blah, blah. Like, you're fucking killing it. I'm so proud of you. And just like that, it's like, those are the feelings that you actually feel.
Yeah.
Now you can go out into the world, be inspired by that person rather than jealous of them.
Yeah.
And go do what you need to do.
take us to church, Lala. I mean, that's true, though. It's taking the feeling that naturally goes into like a sour feeling, the jealousy, and flipping it to what it really is you're inspired by that person and you want what you have, what they have. So you go, congrats.
Yes.
You're killing it.
But by the way, in my program that I'm in for my sobriety, mm-hmm. we do talk about surround yourself with people who have what you want. Mm. And that just means surround yourself with people. And it goes beyond sobriety. I mean, obviously, like when I'm in these rooms, like that's the main focus. But it's to not pick up again. But if you see someone who has what you want, listen to them. They're going to give you great advice. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No, that's such a good point. Which brings me to, especially the people who are rude and nasty, and we've all had it in our lives.
Well, we can all be that person too.
Yeah, exactly. But then I go, well, yeah, I've had so many people say something rude or nasty that I don't even know to me or towards me. And I'm like, what? I'm not going to listen to you. You're not one of my idols. And you know, I don't look up to you. I don't need that. The people I love and respect are the ones, and like you said, who have what you want and who you look up to.
Right.
I'm going to listen to that person.
100%.
As long as they're nice and not mean or rude about it, I'm just going to be like, okay, I hear you. I see what you're doing. I'm going to try and learn from that.
You know what my mama taught me back in the day?
What?
Because she used to work in a dentist office mm-hmm. or an orthodontist office. I think maybe both. There's a difference. Learned it on Seinfeld. Just kidding. But she would say that like patients would come in and sometimes the moms or whatever would be rude. Mm-hmm. And she knew that it had nothing to do with her. Mm. She was just the person that happened to be in the line of fire with all the other shit they're dealing with. So yeah. I find when I run into someone who is maybe unkind to me and I don't even know them, it's like, okay, you've had a bad day. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with me. Same when I ran into that paparazzi guy. Do you remember?
Yes. And you told the story on here about
Yes. And I was like, you couldn't get the Kardashians. You had to get me. And then I saw him again.
Yeah. And you apologized.
Yeah. And he was like, by the way, I knew something happened in that house.
Yeah.
He was like, I was like, every time I've met her, seen her, she's always been so kind. So just know, if you go out into the world and there's like some bitch that you don't know who's being rude, has nothing to do with you. Shake it off, baby. Shake it off, baby.
Exactly. Exactly.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
On a kind note, mm-hmm. you guys know I'm obsessed with Real Housewives everything, mm-hmm. okay? Teresa Giudice got married.
I saw.
On camera.
Wait, on camera?
Yes. They said that it was filmed and that Joe and Melissa didn't go because something happened with, like, Melissa allegedly like cheating on Joe or something.
What?
Like kissing some dude and Marge saw it. Margaret?
Yeah.
Told a friend. And then you know how that happens.
Yes.
You know? Yes. One person sees it. One person, too many witnesses.
Oh my God. So they weren't there. What about their the kids?
They didn't go. I don't think so. We're going to see it. But everyone is talking about how Teresa Giudice spent fucking 10 grand on her hair. 1,500 bobby pins.
Are you joking?
I'm not kidding.
Three bumpets.
Three bumpets is what they're saying. Three fucking bumpets.
The hairdo heard around the world.
Well, everyone's talking about this look, right? Okay. And people either love it.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. People are either like, weird but okay. Yeah. Or they're like, I do not like this. I think I'm the unpopular opinion.
What?
I'm obsessed.
Stop. With all of it? The whole
with
look?
The whole look.
I'm looking.
From
I'm
her
Googling
makeup
it.
To her dress to the giant crown to the giant hairdo. I'm like, bitch, you better fucking work.
Stop.
I mean, I thought she looked stunning. And I say if you're going to go for it, you better fucking go for it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, you found your love. You're in your love bubble.
Yeah.
The tan was on point.
Yeah, the tan was great.
I am obsessed.
Okay.
Are you looking at it? Can I see it?
I'm please? Looking at the hair. I'm going to disagree with the hair. Here's the thing.
Why do I love it so much?
I don't mind the crown or the hair. It's like the super high. And I think she was trying. I think it was a statement. It's like when you wear that statement piece in like a fashion show.
Totally.
And it's like the, you know, beyond like the dresses that they walk out that look like balloons and then they pop them. And it like that's a statement piece. I don't like it or hate it. It's just like, OK, this hair, she's going back to her roots because we all know like Jersey Shore days. The bump was the thing. Like, I used to do it, and I don't know if this was, like, just a East Coast, like, upstate New York. I would tease the shit out of my hair.
I don't know that it was just, like, an East Coast thing, because even in Utah, girls were doing that same thing.
It was, like, because do you remember, like, Snooki and the Jersey Shore
yes,
people?
It was, like, the back combing of the hair, the spray tan, which I still have right now. The fact that I did my first interview
with
these orange hands is mortifying. I woke up this morning, looked at them, I was like, how are we gonna deal with this?
Did you talk with your hands?
I tried not to.
Okay.
I was very like self-conscious and kept my hands.
It's the white nails too that make it a little, because your or cream or whatever colored nails that is, it accentuates the color on your hand.
It accentuates the orange. Yeah. Well, can I tell you something though?
What?
I keep my nails the same throughout the season because it's just easier that way. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
It's like, let's just paint them something that it will go with everything. You know, I don't want to one day have red nails and then it goes with my outfit. And then the next day I want to wear hot pink with the red nails. And it's just like clashing.
Not going to work. Yes.
Which, by the way, I don't mind the red with the hot pink anymore. And I don't know who changed my mind. I think it was Rinna. By the way, purple with everything is like giving me all the vibes.
Really?
Due to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Why? Who wore purple with everything? Purple nails.
So the first time I saw it was... had nothing to do with the nails. But Erica Jane gets on the yacht wasted and she's like, I'm fucking lit. You know, living her best life. But she had on like this pink, white cover up thing. And then she had, I believe, purple sunglasses on. Okay. Then Rinna shows up. I love Lisa Rinna. I don't care what anyone says. And anyone clowning on her saying, losing your mom doesn't give you an excuse to be an asshole. This, I feel for her so much because when my dad died, I was such an asshole. Mm. Because you have to go through the stages of grief, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you're thrown into a reality show and the tensions are high and it's like so many stories are happening. And no, we don't expect you to stop your life because our parent died. But my life has stopped. So you have to allow me to engage in this from the place that I'm coming from. Because I'm allowing you to engage in it from the place you're coming from.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I am co-signing on everything Lisa Rinna. Another unpopular
opinion. Did she come on with purple nails?
No, she came on with this, and I forgot what it was. Maybe it was like Versace or something, but it was like a red turtleneck.
Okay.
But it had like, you know, a design on it, and then she had on purple sunglasses. And I was like, why are these purple sunglasses just hitting right with all that's going on with like the pinks or the reds. Like, I was so into it. So now I'm going to copy it, obviously. But back to Teresa's
hair. And do
hair.
Purple nails?
I think I've moved on from the nails.
Okay. Because I like the white nails. And also, you can clock. Nails expose a lot of things. Like, that's how Kylie Jenner's second pregnancy was exposed.
Oh, the nails.
Because she posted a photo of herself, obviously, looking a certain way, looking not pregnant. And then people went back to like previous posts months and months ago. And they were like, look at her nails. They're the same. Like, she's posting old photos, which means she's pregnant. And they were right.
Wow. How exhausting to try and figure that out.
Yes. Teresa's hair is, it's just extreme. And I'm like, but.
Love that word. Extreme.
Extreme.
If you're going to do it, bitch, you better do it.
Yeah, it seems because Jersey to me, when I think of the high hair and the bump, I think of Jersey because I grew up in New York, Jersey Shore. So to me, I'm like, this is she's embracing like Jersey. It's that was 10K. Just the hair. I do love the crown. And I think the dress is very classy.
I'm just happy for her in general.
She looks happy. I'm looking at this photo. Look at how happy she looks.
She's just happy.
Is there drama? I need to watch. Is her husband on the show?
He was on the show last season and he got a lot of heat for like decisions that he made in the past.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm no stranger to getting involved in someone's relationship. I did it with Brock and Sheena. And, you know, you just got to let people figure things out for themselves.
Agreed.
When people are in their little love bubble, you just let them ride the wave. It's hard, though. Mm. I don't know enough about their relationship to really, like, talk about it.
Yeah.
She seems happy. Her kids seem happy. That's really all that matters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom always said never, and I don't know if this is good advice or bad advice, but she always said, never be the one to tell your friend to get a divorce. Be the one, be the shoulder to cry on, be the one that listens. Only tell them if they go, what do you think? And you really think like, do I get a divorce? Do I get separated? Then be the one. If you actually believe it, you say it. But never be the one that you're always like, you need to leave him. You need to leave him.
I kind of believe that.
You do.
Yeah, I do. Because by the way, your friend's not going to listen to you whether you say leave him or stay. They're going to do what they want.
And you become the bad guy and you start turning them away. And then they don't want to come to you when there's problems, blah, 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 blah.
Like when Katie was going through her stuff or when I went through my stuff, it was like, I'm here to support you in whatever way you need.
Yeah.
You tell me you're in it to win it. I got your back. Mm-hmm. You tell me you got a dip. I got your back.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that that's good advice.
Yeah. Okay.
Super, super excited for New Jersey to come out. When I start hearing, that's the thing. We all watch reality TV. Mm-hmm. Like as fun as it is for us to like watch each other have a good time. Mm-hmm. Like we really watch to see these bitches behead each other, right?
That's true. That's so true. My little brother got my mom hooked on all things Bravo, but Housewives and you guys. But like, they're watching Housewives right now and they're constantly, it's their thing now, my little brother and my mom, quoting all the Housewives.
Well, can I tell you? Hmm. This is a curse for me because what? I am a diehard Real Housewives fan.
Okay.
I watch the newest seasons. I go back on Hulu and watch old seasons. I just finished New York. I went back to the first season. I'm on 6 now.
Okay.
But I notice, you know when you hang out with a friend a lot, you guys start talking like each other?
Yes.
I'm hanging out with the housewives a little too much. Okay?
Why?
Because I will be sitting, whether it's in real life or we're filming, and I start saying shit, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that line has been used before. But, you know, I'm kicking it with the housewives every day on my TV, so, like, what do you expect?
I'm like, at least in not the same network.
I know, right? I'm kind of getting nervous because you know these Bravo fans are going to go back and be like, so-and-so said this, season 7, blip, 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 blip. And
yeah.
It's like, but I literally, like this morning, I knew I had to get glam super early. So I woke up at like 5:30, got my coffee, got back in the bed and turned on Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah. That's fun. I didn't realize you did that. You woke up nice and early.
You didn't realize because you got to get the bowels moving, you know?
Oh, I love that.
It's also a process.
You drink a cup of, I drink my glass of water every morning, which not that I need help, but like I just do it every morning. It makes me feel great. It's a cup of water. Mine's filtered water and a whole lemon squeezed into it. And then a 1/8 teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt.
Oh my God.
And that's supposed to hydrate you.
I should start doing that.
It's really, I love it. I'm like addicted to it.
But you're also the person where we go to Vegas for an overnight trip and still go to the gym in the morning. It's like, it's overnight, Jess. You can miss one day. You miss one day.
It was just the treadmill, but I was like, I got to get moving. I could either go for a run around Vegas, which like I wasn't feeling because it was so hot. Like, or I could go on the treadmill.
Or you could just walk the way we did because we walked to convention center and that's
dragging our suitcases.
Movement for me.
That's true. Speaking of the Bravo world.
Yes.
Don't you have a little announcement? I'm sure it was already announced.
No, it was announced, finally. I didn't know if I was going or not because you didn't have to be invited or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I haven't been invited. And my lawyer's like, no, you still won't sign the fucking thing that's been sitting in your inbox forever. And I'm like, why didn't someone tell me? They're like, hello, wake up over there.
I always say too, I'm like, if someone calls me and they're like, did Lala see this? And I'm like, was I CC'd on the email? Yeah. And if they say no, I'm like, then probably not. You have to CC me.
No, because the moment I hired you, yeah, I took my brain out of my head and gave it to you.
Yeah. Like, you have to CC me on emails, but you also get like 200 a day, so you're not gonna see.
No, it's a lot.
If I'm not CC'd, I'm like, you guys.
No, you gotta slide into my text messages and say, sent you something in your email, yes, and then I'll get around to it. Or Jessica will put it on a post-it note on the calendar that says, do this, and then I'll do it. Yeah. So I am going to BravoCon in New York. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Katie and I both have our own rooms, but like, we're now like, we're just bed buddies.
You're okay? Bed buddies, yes.
We share a bed. Okay. I like it that way.
Love it.
Okay?
Yes.
It's just how we roll now. She's my life partner besides my mom and my baby. Love it. You know? And we're in the same zone. It's like, we don't want men. We just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And now that I am going, uh-huh, and now that I've ripped the Band-Aid off of like being intimate with someone.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that guy.
Yeah.
Who I hooked up with.
Yeah.
We talked for like 2 hours beforehand.
I know.
And I think that's the money move.
Because I think it makes you feel comfortable and safe.
Because I don't feel comfortable just like doing that.
Right.
You know, like we had mutual friends in common. Yeah. So it was like a safe space. Then it was just like, okay, I feel comfortable now.
Yeah.
I feel safe. But I'm just kind of excited to go to BravoCon now.
Wait, so does this mean, because to me I'm like, I don't agree with this, that you're going to be sharing a bed with Katie in New York for BravoCon?
No.
Okay,
I mean,
okay,
we each have our own rooms,
okay,
but
good,
let's not even lie. Like, I'm probably going to go crawl sleep in her bed. Unless she's like, finds a cute boy and she's like, I want to hang out with him in my room. Then I'll be like, okay, that's fine.
But,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a cock block. That's the worst kind of friend.
At least you'll have your own space if you need it. Because what if you meet a handsome guy in New York?
What if I know someone that already is there?
Oh,
he doesn't listen to this podcast.
No.
Thank God.
No.
Thank God. Or he's going to hear about my period, me shitting, and me trying to hook up with him all in one episode.
Fuck. He might start listening now.
No.
Like, oh, I'm
Jessica,
see. I'm just
don't
kidding.
Do that
I'm
to
taking
me.
That back and putting it back.
That just heightened my anxiety.
No, he's not going to listen. What if you met someone in New York and they were a big fan, but they like were gorgeous and they were like, hey, they were respectful and cool about it, but they were like, I'm a big fan, like I'm here for BravoCon and I just love you.
No.
But they were like so good looking.
No.
No. It's off the table.
No.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm attracted to people that are like, who the fuck are you? You know?
That's good.
The thing that scares me with that, mm-hmm, is I think if someone were to be interested in me based off of what they've seen on TV, which, mm-hmm, that is real life, but in a sense, in order to keep my sanity, I have to compartmentalize,
right,
if that makes sense. Because if I, and I've done this, where I take my job home with me and it becomes unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep my mind straight, I have to go, okay, work, and then you're going to leave it there and you're going to go home and you're going to decompress. Now,
right,
of course, I like will talk to my friends about it, but in my mind, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in reality, I'm sure I'm still obsessing over it, but I'm not harboring it, if
yes,
that makes sense.
No, that does make sense.
Like, I sit there and I'll talk some shit off camera, whatever. I can't believe that shit happened, but I'm not holding it close to my chest.
Yes. No, that makes sense.
So if a dude has watched the show, I would get worried. You are falling for Lala. And like,
yeah,
I also like to go home and cover my face in oil and put zit cream on.
Yeah.
And like, I like to just be Lauren from fucking Utah.
Yeah. Like, Lala's a part of you and you're, yes, yeah, someone. Yeah. No,
by the way,
sense.
She is me. That, yes, is obviously me. But, mm-hmm, if you're watching the show then and you're a big fan and you want to start dating me, then you're falling for just the smallest piece of who I am.
Right. Right.
You know, because,
yeah,
when we go home, it ain't going to be that spicy.
Yeah.
But I think he whose name we shall not mention, he was a big fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of came into Sir and saw me there. And I think he fell for that person.
Right.
You know, where it was like, I don't want to go home to Utah. Like, you don't want to go to Utah. Or anytime I would express, like, I would love to get a place there. He'd be like, ew, why? And
yeah,
it's like, well, I don't know if you know this, but like, that's where I come from.
Right.
My family is there.
Yeah.
I know you think that when I'm not on your television, I powered down and put myself in a closet.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
So there's that. Anyway, yeah. Oh my God, this was a fun episode.
This was a fun episode, and we know that you guys were like, more personal, more, what's it called, kikiing?
Yeah, we were kikiing.
Is that what this was?
Yes, it sure was.
I'm learning.
I love it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Give Them Lala. You guys are awesome as fuck. Go out there, slay the damn day. Happy hump day also.
Happy hump day.
Yay. Throw back a drink for me if you drink. Otherwise, stay popping your Perriers, and I will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.